Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, everybody. It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. We're here for you every weekday at 12 noon Eastern Time on Be Unique Radio at beunique.org. We have fun and give away a different free gift each week. All you have to do to get the goodies and join in the fun is call us now at 1-516-418-5651. You can also join the show and get chances to win by sending us an email at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Gene. Happy Wednesday.
Hey, happy Wednesday to you, too. My goodness. This week has gone by fast.
Yeah, we're in the middle of the week. I can't wait to see who interacts with us, either on social media through contactgeneandmary@gmail or gives us a call. Yeah. I know people are listening. I can see it in the statistics. So if you're listening and you don't want to call in because maybe you're at work or you don't want to disturb people in your house or whatever, send us an email. That counts just as much. Communicate
say
with
hi.
Us. Yeah, just say hi. Do whatever you got to do. Reach out, interact with us, and you could win an amazing gift. We think it's amazing anyway. So far, I did the calculations yesterday. We've given out over $100 worth of gifts and goods. Socks and books and blank journals, ornaments, decorations, gemstones, amazing stuff that just comes into our world, and we want to share it with you.
Sure.
So
all fun stuff.
And if you should answer our trivia question correctly, that gives you two entries into the opportunity for the gift. And today, this week, I always want to say today, but this week's trivia question. Number one, let me say, you can go to our website and get a sneak peek. I've already put it up there to tomorrow's hint. But the question is, which two rivers are in contention for being named the world's longest river? Now, you got to think for a minute on that. But we have hints, and these hints are on our website, so if you hear it and you can't think of it, you can go look it up on the website. Then go from there, take those hints, Google it or Bing it or whatever, you know, Safari it, whatever you use, and find it. Hint number one, one river is in Africa, the other is in South America. One river, I'm not saying which continent, crosses 11 countries on its way to the Mediterranean. Well, that should tell you which continent it is. The other flows through 9 countries on its way into the Atlantic Ocean.
Okay.
Now, today's hint is the river in Africa is 6,695 kilometers long. Now, that is 4,160 miles. So there's your little metric lesson
math,
as well.
Yeah,
a little math at the same time. It has an average discharge of 3.1 million liters or 680,000 gallons of water per second.
Per second?
Per second.
Wow.
And the river in South America has more than 1,100 tributaries, 17 of which are longer than 930 miles or 1,497 kilometers long. Now, I will tell you that the volume of water discharged from the South American River is greater than that 3.1 million liters per second.
Really?
Yeah.
So, that is a lot of water.
Yeah, I may have given away tomorrow's hint inadvertently, But the South American River is undisputably the river that discharges the most amount of water in the world.
Oh, okay. But not necessarily the longest. It's in contention.
It may not be the longest river. It just has more water. It may be the biggest river in another way. Now, that kind of gives me a really cool little segue into today's word of the day. Today's word of the day is erudite.
Erudite.
And you are erudite, my friend.
Oh, my goodness.
That means you... It means that you have...
Arrow part.
E-R-U-D-I-T-E.
Okay, I get
that. You know what erudite... This is going to be one of those V8 moments. Donk, I should have had a V8. It means that you have knowledge and you share or show your knowledge that you gained by studying.
Oh, erudite.
You know, even though we're here for 15 minutes, we give out a little bit of information. Mm-hmm. People could take a break with Gene and Mary as a form of study, especially in some of these other countries where English may not be their native language. They learn English. It's 49 countries listen to us.
They
can learn English. They can learn idioms. We talk about that all the time. We're always talking about, you know, a stitch in time saves nine, or sleep with dogs and come up with fleas, all kinds of whatever strikes our fancy. But
when
we talk about these rivers, I think this is really cool. I'm learning every day because I find a new hint every day for this show.
And you know, the other thing that people can learn is incidental facts. Now, we're talking with this trivia about the world's longest river, and two are in contention. But I just so happened to be driving down the road last year before, and drove past the world's largest peanut. And
nice! You had to be in Georgia.
It was in Georgia, and it was huge. But I was reading about it on the internet while I was going down the road. And there's another peanut in Oklahoma that has claimed the world's largest long before this one. And they have a contest going. And I guess, I don't know if they just didn't measure them to decide.
Well, no, I'll tell you what happens.
Contest.
I can tell you what happens. And everybody wants to claim the est, you know, the biggest, the baddest, the bestest, whatever.
Sure.
And we want to claim that we're first, or we could be the slowest in the world, but we want the est on our title. And a lot of people don't research. I went to something called the world's smallest church. Well, it's not the smallest. They have room for a pulpit and 12 chairs, I think. A lot of people have weddings there. This is in Georgia also. Barely. It's just barely inside Georgia. And it's really fun. I went there once with my mom and a cousin, and then I took Jennifer there one day. And we had a blast. It was very, very cold when Jennifer and I were there, but it was still a lot of fun to see this. However, there is another little chapel somewhere that has now this church that we visited has a big bell, which is really kind of cool. So you can stand outside and ring the bell. But there are other churches that have maybe room for four or five people, and that's it. In fact, there is somewhere in Florida, I forget where it is, and it's still in business today. This is something I need to put on my list of topics to find kind of the smallest and the largest stuff. But there is a police department that literally is a phone booth.
That's cool.
It is cool. I don't think they have a chair or anything. But I think that'd make a cool topic for us one day. Some of the biggest and the smallest and the largest and the tiniest or whatever. We passed it, also in, I don't know what it is about Georgia. Georgia has a lot of world's biggest. Now, whether they are the biggest or not, it is a source of competition. Somebody has to go and measure. I don't know that these have been declared by the Guinness Book as the world largest.
Right.
I know that at one point, Jennifer and I, when we were in, Savannah, she took a picture of me next to this, well, I wasn't next to it. I was in front of this big, gigantic globe. And she posted that on social media back in February. It was interesting to see this. And what was, it belongs to a gas company, and that's their tank. Someone had painted the tank to look like a globe, so that it wasn't just a big ugly tank out.
I see.
Their mailbox, looks like the moon. Now, I don't
know if it's cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. But we're not here to talk about all the world's biggest and smallest and weirdest and whatnot. We're here to talk about the fly and the bee and the jar.
And the jar. Well,
I have no idea what that means.
Well, it's a very simple concept that a story I heard from a fella who was actually his writing I found on the internet, and his writing met me with the idea that I was not quite the freak that I'd always thought I was. And I'm actually a, they have a name for it. I'm actually a contrarian. And
yes.
It's not a pejorative meaning, like,
no.
You know, you might, it's actually because my first instinct is to always assume that every answer is not the only answer, that there's possibly other answers.
Yeah, not that your answer is wrong or right, but there are options.
There might be other right answers. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what really hit home to me, entire life, working, my good hard work ethic, I learned that if I worked hard day and night, I would eventually be good and happy and rich and all the things. Because that was the
You would achieve the American dream.
That's what I grew up with. Well, it didn't work out quite that way. I worked and 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 still never quite reached what I had thought I was going to reach at one point. But I knew it was there. And this man told this story that just really put it all to rest for me and made everything very clear. If you have a jar, a clear jar, and you put a bee in it and you put a fly in it, the jar is open at the neck of it, and you hold the bottom of the jar up to a bright light, the bee is going to go toward that light because they're instinctual. They know that they have to get to that light, kind of like when they go for bright colored flowers and things.
Mm-hmm.
And but the bee will die in that jar trying to get to that light. Now, the fly, on the other hand, he doesn't really care that much about the light. He's doing what he does best. He's flying. And that's all he does. He just flies. And he flies here, he flies there, he flies all around. And eventually, the probability is he's going to fly out of that jar. And he's going to go on and live his natural life. Because he wasn't concerned. He wasn't all consumed by his goal, his one only goal that his everything depended on. That he just did what he did in his normal everyday life. And happiness and life and prosperity just followed. He got out of the jar and he lived. So I think it was the story of me. And what I am trying to achieve in my life is to you know, live in the moment, to not worry about the past, not stress over the future. To just live in the moment and enjoy, you know, the spirit and the nature and just everything in my life. And that was the fly and the bee story to me.
That makes so much sense. Because if we all live in the moment and don't be all consumed by attaining goals or living up to someone else's expectations, we will be happier.
Sure. Spend all your time worrying about, you know, what you're going to do and how you're going to deal with it. And, you know, oh my gosh, what if something happens? And yeah, I know it's terrible. I got to keep doing it. I got to, you know, and just, it's such a, I just found it eye-opening.
We need to live our life more naturally.
To live, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Guess what time it is?
Huh.
It's the end of the show.
I'll bet, yeah.
And
well, I got to get back anyway.
Tomorrow, folks, Gene is coming back with his recorder, and he's going to play some songs for us. He's going to talk about why he loves to play the recorder, why he plays blues on the recorder, what happens if it's cold, what happens if the recorder's warm. There are things to know. I mean, most of us remember having a recorder. I should save this till tomorrow. But we remember our recorder from, you know, third grade. And here you are. You still play your recorder, and you play it well. So.
All right. That's fun. That'll be a fun show. I'll tell everything I know about recorders, and then we'll know a little bit.
Well, I will see you tomorrow. And we'll go from there.
Sounds good. I'll see you then. Bye, everybody. Thanks for joining
us. Bye, everybody. Do you have your recorder today?
I do.
Well, why don't you tune us out of here? Oh, one day we're going to have you play that tune and see if I can name that tune. Tomorrow at noon, call us at 516-418-5651 or contact GeneandMary@gmail.com and let us know that you're thinking of us. Let us know that you're listening and you could win one of the gifts and raise our total up beyond $100. Bye-bye.
Bye.